We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We're waiting for Philip Van Cleve from VCDL, Virginia Citizens Defense League. We'll talk a little bit about the sanctuary cities, the sanctuary counties that are popping up throughout the Commonwealth. Now, these are good sanctuary counties. These are counties that have said, you know what? We understand what that Second Amendment is all about. We understand the threat that Ralph Northam and the folks taking over the House of Delegates and the State Senate are going to pose to private, responsible citizens who are simply trying to exercise their God-given right to keep and bear arms. You know, a lot of people find themselves confused, I think, by the Constitution. Oh, well, the Constitution gave us that right. No, the Constitution didn't give us any rights. The Constitution simply reaffirmed a God-given right. And I am thrilled to see that throughout the Commonwealth now, we are starting to see counties stand up and say, hey, guess what? We get it. We understand it. And we are going to protect our people. We're going to allow our residents, our citizens, to protect themselves. All right. I want to bring my buddy Phil Van Cleve into our conversation. Phil, of course, a heads up, the president of Virginia Citizens Defense League, an amazing organization, VCDL, which continues to advocate on behalf of all of us who are responsible, proud practitioners of the Second Amendment. Phil, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff.
It's wonderful to have you here, and especially as we're seeing now sanctuary counties pop up throughout the Commonwealth. You want to bring everybody up to speed on what's going on and why?
Okay, sure. In fact, just this week, just Monday and Tuesday, we had 18 wow. more localities come on board. We're now sitting at 41 localities, mostly counties, one town and one city so far, that are sanctuaries for the Second Amendment. It's just, if you look at the map of Virginia, if we color those in, it's a swath right across. It's not just in one area. This is going from one end of Virginia to the other. We're continuing to fill in the blanks in between, like we need to fill in Chesterfield and Henrico. But these have been unanimous votes. The turnouts have been incredible. In Virginia Beach last night, which it wasn't even on their agenda, this was to ask Virginia Beach to put on their agenda to become a Second Amendment sanctuary. There were probably 1,000 to 1,500 people. They had never seen so many people out there for anything. It was just a massive crowd. They bled out the door. They filled up the entire front lawn of the building. They were doing some cheers. It was just incredible. And we're seeing this everywhere, even Fairfax. They were going, we haven't seen this many people show up as we're trying to get them to also do this. But, it's a real movement, grassroots. These are people, some of them been asleep, not voting and all that. Now they're awake. Now they realize that they really are seriously, their gun rights are in jeopardy. And they're awake, and it's fascinating to see this. It's energizing to be at one of these things.
I can only imagine. Now, look, you and the other members, the other leadership of VCDL, you guys have done the heavy lifting for years and years and years. And so I would imagine it does have to be energizing and heartening to see so much happening on that grassroots level right about now.
Yeah, and believe me, it is working. These board of supervisors, their eyes are the size of saucers, looking at all the people in the room, peacefully assembled, but also firmly there, that want their rights protected. And they're expecting local government to stand up and say, no state, no Democrat leadership. We're not doing any more gun control. We're tired of all this unconstitutional stuff aimed at the good people like you and me, Jeff, who never do anything to harm another person. Right. Every time when a miscreant shoots up a gun-free zone, they want to come after our rights, and we're tired of it. We're not doing it anymore. They need to focus on criminals and leave the rest of us alone. We just want to be left alone. We're good people. Don't bother us.
So is there sort of a template for these Second Amendment sanctuary counties, or are the laws or the ordinances or the resolutions, again, explain exactly what's going on, are they all just sort of popping up organically?
Well, we've been having our members, if you go to our website, vcdl.org, number one, you can see all the list of all the localities that have already done this, a list of all the localities we're working on. And you can see the resolution that we're having our members distribute to these different boards of supervisors as a model, something to gear their resolution after. Some of them are modifying it. Mm-hmm. Some have actually passed an ordinance backing all this up. I mean, it's there's different levels of support out there, but the bottom line is they're saying we aren't going to support any more of these unconstitutional gun laws. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to get the model out there.
I got you. Phil Van Cleve is joining us. Phil is the president of the VCDL, Virginia Citizens Defense League. And we are seeing throughout the Commonwealth, people rise up and say, we are responsible Second Amendment supporters, and we are sick and tired of the ludicrous sort of ideas coming from Capitol Square. Now, Phil, you and I both know that as the Democrats take over in the House of Delegates and the State Senate, they've got 25 years of really bad ideas, really bad anti-gun owner laws that are ready to go. Are we fully prepared to stand up against them and be up there for Lobby Day?
Yeah, Lobby Day is January 20th of 2020, so it's easy to remember, 1-20 of 2020, and 8 a.m. at the Capitol, and we need to have a massive turnout. I expect we're really going to have an eye-popping turnout. We need that. We absolutely need that to send the message, don't do this, don't pass these laws. Because one thing that's important, Jeff, just because you're in a sanctuary county doesn't mean that these laws can't apply to you. It doesn't mean you're completely safe, not at all. This is more of a volley back in what's the beginning shots of a war at this point, saying don't do this, and you still need to be, you need to be active in this stuff, protecting these rights for at least the next few years. You should always be active, but the next 2 years we're going to be battling constantly, and being at Lobby Day is going to be a huge thing. But the sanctuary county doesn't protect you. It just helps send a message and does provide a little bit of protection, but not enough. We need to stop the laws.
Hey, Phil, one other thing that I've noticed on some of the proposed legislation here, it's not just the weaponry that they're coming after. They want to outlaw basically firearms education, self-defense education. I mean, they are really looking at turning decent people across the Commonwealth into criminals.
Exactly. If you own an AR-15 and an SB-16 passes that bill, on June 30th, you'll go to bed a perfectly good citizen, and you'll wake up July 1st, somebody that could go to prison for merely possessing that same gun overnight. And if you're a hunter, they're going to make it hard for you, if not impossible, for children to be able to hunt under 18. And that's, I'm telling you, hunters, everybody out there, they're after all our guns. We need to all stand together.
Phil, listen, I want folks to go to the website to get more information so that everybody is not just standing up, doing what they can to help counties craft a resolution, declaring themselves a sanctuary for the Second Amendment, but also to be completely and totally ready for January the 20th, 2020 for Lobby Day. Give everybody that website again.
Yeah, it's VCDL, as in Virginia Citizens Defense League. VCDL.org, which stands for organization. We're not a business. We're an organization. So vcdl.org, you can join us there. You can become a member. You can get on our free alert system. We've got 32,000 people on that right now. We need more. Let's get up there. You'll know what's going on in Virginia, and you'll know it will make it really easy to respond and contact your legislators when the time comes. People love that system. You definitely need to be up there. And by the way, we've invited Jeff to be at Lobby Day. We think he'd be a great speaker there, and he is invited and is accepted.
Absolutely. I am looking forward to it. This is such a fundamental battle that you and I are in right now, Phil. This is about protecting every decent person in Virginia. It's about re-educating those who would like to pretend that the Constitution doesn't exist, and just a great reminder in that true Virginia spirit that it's individuals who are willing to stand up and defend the rights of each of us. And Phil, thank you so much for the invitation, and I really am looking forward to that. And thank you again for joining us today. Obviously, we're going to talk again soon.
Yes. So thank you for having me on, Jeff. Appreciate it.
You got it. That is Philip Van Cleve. He is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, VCDL.org. VCDL.org. Now, I want you to put on your calendar right now, January the 20th, 2020. That will be Lobby Day up on Capitol Square. It's going to be a huge gathering this year. I would dare say probably the largest Lobby Day in history. And I'm the featured speaker, and I'm looking forward to that. And I thank again the leadership, the membership of BCDL for extending that gracious invitation. We've got a lot of work to do, my friends. It is our 36 Hours for Kids Radiothon. Jeff Katz at Children's Hospital of Richmond at BCU on News Radio WRVA.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.